Put your hands together on a Monday. B&E with you, getting you into your work week, coming off a busy weekend. Some of you got a ton of rain over the weekend. Some, like you and me, Buck, didn't get a lot.
Got some. No, a little bit.
A little bit. You know, from the, I was watching my little, because I have a cool little app that I like. It's called the, what's the name of this app that I have for weather? It's called the Windy app. W, like the word windy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can watch the radar and keep up with what's happening real easily. And these storms were going north of town and then south of, like down south of Kyle, the heaviest of storms. And there was like this band that was getting some rain, but not the amounts that you were seeing in the other areas. As we mentioned, it was sunny in the afternoon yesterday where I was, but Round Rock Express got rained out. They got done. I mean, they almost never get rained out. They got takes a ton of rain to rain out a Round Rock Express game. They postponed it originally and then ended up moving it to today where they're trying to play a doubleheader. So that'll be more of the same. You know, some places will get a ton of rain, some won't get as much, but it's going to be a wet week for sure. We're crossing our fingers for NASCAR and Circuit of the Americas to be able to pull off the first ever NASCAR race here this weekend, which will be a lot of fun, and hope that Mother Nature provides an opportunity. Because like where I was, not far from Coda, sunny. Would be perfect. Yesterday would have been a perfect day for
goodness.
A race.
Imagine that on a Sunday.
Yeah, they can dial that up. They'll take that for the race on Sunday. We'll dial it in, and we'll be talking racing this week for sure to get you ready for that. That's a big event. First time it's ever happened here, which is pretty cool. Also, we've got Austin FC at 2-3. We've got Texas baseball into their final week. A lot happening in the sports landscape.
Starting the NBA, if you're going to be interested. So if you weren't before, this is the time where you can get some interest going in the NBA because some of the stars will be back playing.
Yeah, and
but
it's the games that matter,
be limping
right?
Around.
Because they've eliminated the bottom. Only 10 teams, 20 teams are left. And by Thursday or Friday into the weekend of next week, when the actual playoffs begin, we'll be down to the 16 teams who will compete to to move on in the playoffs.
Sure.
And playoff basketball is a different brand, the best teams. And with that in mind, let's get to the headlines. Your trending topics, including where they all rank and how it stacks up headed into the playoffs. Top Gun, Lawn and Equipment Rentals bring you the news. And, it was final day of the NBA's regular season yesterday. All 30 teams in action. All 30 teams played their 72nd and final game. And as it stacks now in the Eastern Conference, Philadelphia 76ers were in the number one seed on that side, followed by Brooklyn, then Milwaukee. Milwaukee's going to face the six-seeded Miami Heat in round one. New York Knicks held off Boston yesterday. They held on to that four seed, meaning they'll have home court advantage in their first-round series with the Atlanta Hawks in round one. In the West, it was Utah. The Jazz were the top overall seed, 52 wins on the regular season, most of any team. 52-20, their final mark. Phoenix won 51 games. They're the two seed, with Denver earning the three. They're going to face six-seeded Portland in round three. Dallas Mavericks are the five seed. They're going to draw the LA Clippers in round one. That'll be a best-of-seven series. Interesting, Clippers lost their last two games, kind of tanked their way into that fourth seed to get the Mavericks in that first-round series. The play-in tournament will start Tuesday in the Eastern Conference with the 10-seed Charlotte facing 9th-seeded Indiana. That's followed by Washington facing Boston in the 8-7. Then Wednesday in the West, it's the 10th-seeded Spurs of San Antonio facing Memphis, followed by the 7th-seeded LA Lakers facing Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. Now, Steph is the scoring champ, by the way, clinched that title yesterday with a 46-point game in a win over Memphis. He is the oldest scoring champion since Michael Jordan back in 1998 when he was 35. Steph is 33. Major League Baseball, Houston Astros completed a four-game sweep of the Texas Rangers at Minute Maid Park yesterday. It was a four-run eighth inning, breaking a 2-2 tie. Houston has won 9 of 11, just went 9-2 on that homestand. They've moved a half game back of first place Oakland in the AL West. We mentioned Round Rock rained out yesterday. They'll play a doubleheader, at least try to, starting at 4:15 today with the Skeeters of Sugar Land. And a busy weekend on the 40 acres. Congratulations to the Texas track and field programs. Both the Longhorns men and women's teams took the top spot at the Big 12 Championships in Manhattan, Kansas. That completes a full sweep of the Big 12 indoor and outdoor titles for the Horns. That's just the fifth time that's happened in Big 12 history that a program has achieved that. Texas softball was announced as the number 12 national seed. They're going to host the Austin Regional starting on Friday with Oregon as the two seed. Texas State and St. Francis will be coming to town. From Pennsylvania. On the PGA Tour, it was K.H. Lee firing a final round 66 to win the TPC at Craig Ranch there, the AT&T Byron Nelson by three strokes over Sam Burns. And major congrats to Sam Houston State. The Bearcats won the FCS Football National Championship yesterday with a late touchdown pass. They beat the top-seeded South Dakota State team 23-21.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment. It's time to get those spring projects done, Austin. Come to Top Gun this month to rent, buy, or repair the equipment you need to do it. TopGun.net. We'll shoot you straight.
They certainly will. And we'll see if anybody in the NBA can shoot straight. We know Steph Curry shoots straight. 46 points yesterday. And that, you know, these play-in games, I know some people don't like them. I think the NBA is trying to create more games that matter. Right? Mm-hmm. That people.
Because the regular season doesn't matter.
Because the regular season does not matter.
Right.
And now they've added to, you know, the opportunity for all the way down to the 10 seed like the Spurs. You know, the Spurs are, you know, two, three games under 500. But they're as the 10 seed, they have a chance now. They're going to play the 9th seed. And if they win that, they're going to play Memphis. If they win that, they'll have to play the loser of the Golden State Lakers game. So if you're the Lakers and Golden State at 7-8, if you lose, you still have a chance to get the 8th seed if you beat whoever wins the Memphis.
Right.
The Memphis-San Antonio matchup. So, I mean, obviously, if you're the TV networks, you're the NBA, and let's say most folks who like basketball will tune in to see Steph Curry against LeBron James on
right.
Wednesday night, and whoever wins that game, or, you know, the loser will still have an opportunity the next night to go ahead and play
Night.
Is it the next? I think that's how the schedule, but I think they play the next night. And same thing will happen in the East, and that's why. So the top six seeds on both sides, we know where they are, and we know the playoffs matchups for the 3-6 and the 4-5. The others will be determined. The other matchups for the first round will be determined this week.
After this.
After the play-ins.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty compelling. And by the way, LeBron James says he thinks Steph Curry should be the MVP of the league at 33 years old as a scoring champion, carrying that team without Klay Thompson, remember, they had the second pick in the draft, and they took the kid James Wiseman out of Memphis, the big. He got hurt. They really don't have a lot outside of Andrew Wiggins. They don't have much else there, and he's carried them to the 8th seed and at least a chance into the playoffs. And they'll play the Lakers this week.
Yeah, I mean, I got to see Steph play the Lakers. That one, I don't care what time that is. You got to see that one because he's the guy who can destroy any mojo that the Lakers have, which they really don't have very much mojo. They're playing in a play-in game because that's how bad they're banged up. And those guys are legitimately hurt. But still, when you're playing against Anthony Davis and LeBron James and you got to beat them 4 out of 7, that's tough. If they win that game and they get in, they're the Lakers. They're those two dudes, right?
And the one thing
beat
the Lakers
them 4 out of 7, that's hard to do.
And the one thing the Lakers have done under this year, even without the stars being out, is play good defense. And so, you know, in the NBA, if you can get those stars back and then still play that brand of defense that
right.
they're playing, Lakers will be a tough out. But, you know, Utah's the top team. Phoenix. You know, if I have a MVP vote, I'm seriously considering Chris Paul for what he's done, just mm-hmm. the effect he has on a locker room. I mean, wherever he goes, they win. It shouldn't be lost that, you know, Houston, obviously, they have the worst record in the league. But when he was there, they were a couple wins away from getting to the NBA championship, if not for an injury to him. Then in Oklahoma City, he carried that team to the 4 seed last year. And now in Phoenix, he has them all the way as the 2 seed, which that's way above what anybody anticipated for Phoenix.
You know, Zay, I asked you about a week and a half ago about Phoenix. Are they too young this run? Are they just too young for this run, even with Chris Paul? I mean, he's going to make a difference, but, you know, another year or two away before they really get it cranked up in Phoenix?
Yeah, I think so. This will be the first time we've ever seen Devin Booker in the playoffs before. So it's going to be really interesting how teams focus in on him. Mm-hmm. Throughout a 4-game series to where, you know, you could really make adjustments and key in on a guy like that who, you know, really is successful based off of tough shots. Like the shots that Devin Booker
right.
hits are really tough shots. There are a lot of contested jumpers. And, you know, when you get in the playoffs, you need that. But sometimes that could be.
You better be making those.
Yeah, that could be your Achilles heel also.
What do you make of the Clippers' strategy to tank the weekend to drop from the 3 seed to the 4 seed to draw Dallas as opposed to Portland?
Genius.
You think that's a smart move?
Oh, man. They wanted the Mavs this whole time. They did not want to see the Lakers. They wanted to, I guess, make their own, you know, destiny. And, you know, losing those last 2 games and getting the Mavs, that's the best matchup for them out of the Trailblazers, Lakers, and obviously Dallas.
I would just have such a hard time tanking like that, where we're going
to
lose.
Lost to Houston.
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
And you need to go sit on the bench, and yeah, but you need to sit on the bench. You go down there. You haven't been in all year long. You're starting this last 2 games. That's hard. I mean, do you think that's good for the NBA? You think tanking that way is good for the NBA in the long run?
I mean, it's not necessarily good, but what I would compare it to is if, let's say, Patrick Mahomes wasn't playing week 17 and they were playing against a team on the bubble who had a chance to make the playoffs, and the team that they were playing beat them, like a Miami or something, and gave a team or knocked a team out. That's the biggest comparison that I see to it.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, sitting Patrick Mahomes, the other team's trying to get in the playoffs, you're not going to play, and they know without you, a team like Miami Dolphins would beat them.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know.
But why play him? Why am I playing Patrick Mahomes? It's the same thing.
Well, and the teams, yeah. they lost to Houston, and who did they lose to yesterday to knock them down to four? I know they sat everybody. But as long as those teams weren't playoff caliber teams, I'm okay with it, because it didn't knock anybody out.
Anybody a shot.
Right. They didn't assist anybody or hurt. So, you know what I mean? I mean, it was like Houston is not a playoff threat. And I think it was Sacramento they played yesterday. So they're not in the playoffs either.
They lost to both Sacramento and Houston.
So lost to two non-playoff teams to get to the team, the matchup they wanted.
I guess I can see it that way. As long as you're not giving the other team an advantage to get into
a playoff. Yeah, no other team that was fighting all of a sudden, we needed you to win that game, Clippers.
Okay.
That didn't happen. So they just, it's a matchup they like.
I don't feel as bad about thinking that's just bull crap now.
And that's the matchup that they want, in that, you know, they get home court and they get, you know, Luka controls the ball 80% of the 90% right. of the time with the Mavericks. And they've got plus defenders like Kawhi and Paul George and Eric Beverly. So they feel
that's
like
a good matchup.
They feel
them.
Like they can do a good job on Luka. They have a real good chance to win that series. Whereas if you're playing Portland, they've got more options. They've got Dame Lillard. Mm-hmm. And this is why it would be great if
Portland's will wear you out before it's all said and done with Lillard.
The just desserts would be if the Mavericks up and beat them. Ha-ha. Be careful what you wish for. That would be cool.
But, sure.
Those playoff weekend, the actual first round series will start next weekend. So there you go. Good, bad, and ugly on a Monday. How was your weekend? What say you? Here it is. Eat 'em up, Cats. Yeah, how about Sam Houston State? We got a national champion here in the Lone Star State, Buck. The Bearcats. A touchdown pass from Eric Schmidt to Ify Adai to seal a 23-21 win over the top-seeded South Dakota State team. And they had to convert like three-fourth downs on that drive to win it. It was a very climactic victory. And the state of Texas owns a championship at the FCS
cool.
level. We are the champions.
That's right.
That's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. I would also say that the Austin FC, Buck, here's what was awesome. The good of the Austin FC game on Saturday was we had a watch party at the Moon Tower out on Manchac, and that place was packed. And there's a place right next door to the Moon Tower called the Armadillo Den. It was packed. I mean, people, and it was all fans to watch soccer.
Mm-hmm.
I'll even say the folks at Moon Tower weren't expecting the crowd. They were like, well, we knew people would come out and watch the game.
Right.
But, or the match, I should say. But they didn't expect that. Like, they were a little bit overwhelmed by the people that came. And obviously, we promoted it all week last week. But, so the good of that is that there is a passion for this team. And I'm sure there were watch parties all over the place. This was just in South Austin at two locations, south, you know, on Manchac. There were the watch events all over, which is cool for what's coming when they do finally get back home and for the future of the team.
Yeah, it's just there shouldn't be that high expectation of an expansion team, but this is a team that now hasn't scored in two games and really struggled offensively. So, but as I said, the two games that they won were very important, 6 points that they got, and now all they need to do for me is to win one more game and win three out of, I think it's, is it 8 games on the road or 7 games?
Seven. First seven on the road.
Give me 3 and 4 and an expansion team in the MLS. I'll take that and run with it till you get home and start to, but you learn an awful lot about yourself. You're a blue collar team. You don't have a lot of stars on your team, but you play hard and you got a good goalkeeper. So that's going to be important for them to continue to do. And this game in Nashville will be played in a new stadium, new pitch there for Nashville. So once again, you're on the road again. You're in a place, I don't know how many people they're going to let in Nashville, probably all of them, but this is an interesting game. They need to win this game to me and get to 3 before they start playing some of the kind of powers in the MLS, you know, like Seattle, you know, the Sounders, who've been in this league forever and ever. So it's important, I think, to try to get this one.
No question. So that was fun to be a part of on Saturday, and
but they got to score.
They got to score, and that's
yeah,
look. You see
score,
why
man.
You know as people learning the game of soccer, you realize how important a guy like Chicharito is.
Oh.
A finisher like that who can change a game, or you know,
on a big defender like he was on.
And it was pretty cool earlier on the penalty kick that the Austin keep stopped. It
yes.
was awesome. I mean, that was a big moment.
That score could have been 4-0.
Yeah, they got really outplayed in that game. And Galaxy are a really good team.
Yes.
So, but it was just fun to see that many folks out watching a soccer match. And the one thing you know, kind of like college football, the passion is there. People like to gather to watch the game. They don't want to sit at home and watch the game. They want to gather with the with fellow fans and hoot and holler. And of course,
they beat the drums. They bring any drums? Or they show out with
I heard
that?
Some drums next door at the Armadillo Den. I didn't hear at the Moon Tower, but there was a great crowd of soccer fans all decked out and clad in their Austin FC gear. It was cool. It was cool to be a part of it. And that was a fun event on Saturday. Hopefully, we can have more of those. And as you said, they've got a couple more games on the road, and then open up their first ever home game. Coming up
in San Jose, I believe. Nice.
Yeah. Well, their first game will be the Columbus Crew, correct? Is that right? Their first home game?
Could be.
At Q2 Stadium? No. First one is against the Quakes. San Jose Quakes.
San Jose, yeah. They're playing San Jose first. So that's
on June the 19th. So looking forward to it. So that was part of a fun weekend. Hope you had one. Texas baseball took the weekend off. They're going to open up their final week of the regular season. Four more games to go for David Pearson Company tomorrow night with the Rice Owls. And still a chance. They're up to number 2 in this week's D1 baseball rankings as the Longhorns are really priming things coming off this week off for finals. We'll see where they can go this week. So that'll be an exciting part of what's to come here this week.
And I'll tell you who's excited. I mean, some of these rookies are going to rookie camp right now, some of the camps that they're having, mini camps. You know, my excited guys with their eyeballs popping out and all of these, and there's some really great players that are headed off to the NFL this year. There's some really talented specialists, I believe, this year that are going. They're going to be fun to watch in all these different teams. And they're playing. They're not backups. All those first and second round guys that we saw in that draft and the talent that they had at all the positions, especially the wide receiver position, some of the DBs, those dudes are playing. They're going to be on Sunday.
Yeah.
If they stay healthy through training camp, they'll be playing. I'm excited about this year.
You know, immediate impact rookies are huge, and you know, that's where you, like, when you draft at the top of a draft, you're the Atlanta Falcons, for example. You take Kyle Pitts, you need him to come in and be a factor for what you're doing as a football team. And you know, Matt Ryan is still there flinging the ball.
My goodness!
You need Jalen Waddle in Miami to come in and be a guy that, you know.
Yeah, he can't be like the Jet he was at Alabama, and then coming to the NFL. And people are all around him. He's got to make plays. That's what their expectation is.
There's a transition for all rookies into the league. At least this year, they'll have more of a normal offseason than we had last year. And that's, you know, I think when you talk to folks, NFL personnel, they're excited that even the rookie class of last year that didn't get the normal offseason treatment, they expect to see a big push from both the draft classes, right? This year with the normal offseason, and then at these rookie mini camps, most teams are having their rookies from a year ago in. To really let them sharpen their skills now that they've been through a you know, kind of a fire hose of a first NFL season. So you have, you know, two groups of young players in the National Football League. And obviously the biggest question in the NFL continues to be the Aaron Rodgers story. And the development there over the weekend was the head coach, Matt LaFleur, saying, you know, we absolutely want him back. I mean, we want him back in the worst way, he said. And, you know, the Packers have made that clear that they want Aaron Rodgers back. They're ready to go. And Aaron Rodgers continues to say he doesn't want to be on that team. And, you know, will he retire? So, I mean, that continues to be a conversation, but no resolution on it. And he's not going to be showing up in mini camps. We know that.
No.
And, you know, does he have leverage in this conversation? We'll see. Because there are some now thinking.
Better get Mr. Love ready.
Better get Mr. Jordan Love. You drafted him.
Drafted him in the first round.
Speaking of those second-year players, right, that didn't have much of an offseason a year ago, they're going to need to fast-track it. But I just don't see Aaron Rodgers walking away from football. He just won the MVP. I mean, players like to go out on their own terms.
Wouldn't you like to have Kyrie on the right-hand side of you at the bar still and Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Wouldn't you like to have and just have try to have a conversation with those two dudes?
Nope.
Would you get up and leave? How long would it take you to get up and leave? Say, no, you would talk basketball. You'd find a way to talk to Kyrie. There's no doubt about it.
But he wouldn't want to talk basketball. He'd want to talk about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
How about having those two guys? It would take me, I'm going to say, 7 minutes. I'm going to try my best, but I'm going to pick a number like 7 before I just go. I look back and forth, look over and go, guys, I got to go take a crap. I'll be back in a month. I'm serious. I don't want to talk. I'm just going to go in that bathroom over there and crap in that bathroom because I really don't want to talk to you two. I thought this would be an interesting conversation, but it wouldn't be fun. You know, just wouldn't be with those two dudes. They are so weird.
Well, especially if Aaron brought his Hollywood girlfriend.
No, he can keep, no. I don't need that.
Now we got a real level of weirdness. No, that one actually might make it worth it because you could just get into, like, public nudity and sunning your hoo-ha and, you know, the benefits of vitamin
D.
You're
right. I may have something in common with her.
See, but then Kyrie would interrupt and want to get back into something, you know.
Dude, I would hate that. I'm telling you, I'd hate that conversation.
I'm with you. I'm with you. But that's where the Packers are. Their head coach says we want him back in the worst possible way. I mean, they're just trying to make him feel loved, right? Make him feel loved.
That's not going to work. He's done.
I don't think he walks away, though.
I don't know what he's going to do, but it sounds like he's done there. When they say they're done, they're done.
All right. Take your thoughts on those big topics of the morning. The NBA playoffs are here. Spurs, the 10 seed, got to play their way in. The Mavericks are the 5. Rockets have the worst record in the NBA. And we'll talk a little basketball coming up. Longhorn basketball in particular. What Chris Beard, final pieces to this roster. We'll get you the very latest on what we're hearing on that front. Also, Longhorn football. Craig Way has a Craig Way report. Before the end of this hour, you know what we'll do. Salacious gossip and your blitz on a Monday. Glad you're with us.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
We've had a great weekend. It's a Monday edition of B&A Show of the People, the good, the bad, and the ugly from the weekend that was. As we said, get over to our website, hornfm.com, and get signed up for the second golf major championship contest. The PGA Championship tees off Thursday. Pick your 9 golfers. You could win fame, fortune, and glory. And a Rudy's gift card. Get you some great barbecue if you can pick the best 9. Give an early hunch on who you will pick to win the PGA Championship at Kiawah Island, South Carolina.
You know who I think is going to be in the thick of things besides Jordan Spieth? Sam Burns.
That guy's been hot.
Yeah, man.
Finished 3 strokes game, back yesterday. But
yeah, his game is strong right now.
He won at the Valspar.
But everybody's coming back for this one.
It's the full Monty, full boat of it's the major. It's the second major of the season.
Yeah. They won't have those fairways like they had this Saturday. There were 747 could have landed in there, but yeah, no problem.
They took apart that course.
And yes, they did.
Weather kicked in yesterday, had a delay. And
it was going to get into the 30s, E.
Oh, yeah. They would have without the weather. I mean, they were attacking that course. And Sam Burns, what, was like 16 under on Friday going into the weekend. It was crazy. But that's part of the week. So hornfm.com is where you find that contest. Have fun with it. We'll be talking about it all the way to tee times on Thursday morning. We also get over to Flex ATX. You know, part of the good of the weekend, props to all the local high school baseball and softball teams that have advanced in the Texas playoffs, the state of Texas playoffs, including I saw that Cedar Park won a big game 3, Lake Travis won one. Lake Travis is going to play Round Rock, I believe, this week in the next round. Mm-hmm. Those are both teams that can win a state championship. They're both really good. I think Round Rock's lost like 1 game all year. Ooh. Saw them in person a week or so ago. And we know Lake Travis is outstanding. So high school baseball at full swing. So props to all those young ball players. And all that information is at Flex ATX. Everything you need right there. Flex ATX. They've got full coverage of all the softball and baseball series and the wins and what's coming. Plus, they have some great coverage over there on the state 7-on-7 tournament that's going on football-wise. I think Lake Travis won it over the weekend. Typical. What else is new?
Come on, man. It's been a good year in high school football. They need to have a good year.
Speaking of football, Mike McCarthy, he coaches the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. For now.
And as we heard from Ed Tuttle Jones last hour, he didn't coach them very well last year.
No.
They were a mess. What did Ed tell us? He said, you know, you can look good losing. We look bad. We look bad at everything.
We look bad losing.
It's true. But Mike McCarthy says that he expects to have Dak Prescott healthy and 100% by training camp. Of course, coming off that compound fracture and dislocation of his right ankle last season, forced him to miss the remainder of the year after the October injury. According to Mike McCarthy, his rehab's going well. So well, in fact, the Cowboys expect him to be a full participant in all of training camp coming up this summer. McCarthy said he'll do most things. There's a plan that's in place that's coordinated with the trainers and his doctor, and he feels really excellent towards where we're trending on this.
Isn't that awesome? That is awesome for them to have him back, get his new contract, have him back, and get some things done.
Well, I know that there was, and I know modern medicine is pretty incredible, but that injury happened in the second half of that game with the Giants, and every player on both sides came over to. It almost felt like, boy, could that be the end? Could that be the last we see
of Dak? You feel like that's somebody's career.
He never even got to that big contract. Well, now here he is. He's got the big contract. He's the quarterback of America's team moving forward, and here we go. Mike McCarthy says things are going so well, they expect full participation coming up this summer.
Yeah, and it's great for all the teams because now it's not, you know, some of the bands on COVID. Now you guys can get together and have a great year. Just think about last year, E, how this thing went.
I think it was this time last year that we were talking. Boy, last year, this time. It's kind of a slow Monday for major headlines in sports. Mm-hmm. But go back a year ago, I think we were talking about Zeke and Dak having a party. Remember that?
Yes.
Remember when Zeke and Dak had a house party? And
who got sick? Somebody got sick?
Oh, who knows? But the pictures went viral. Everybody's ripping the Cowboys, ripping Dak.
Oh,
Zeke.
That's right. They were saying we only had. That's when the max was like 10 in a room. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember we had the max going on here?
People got picked. Yeah.
And Dak had like 60 in a room.
Yeah.
People's hands over the top of the food.
I think it ended up being like 30 people.
Yes.
30 people.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, and people were like pictures of the cars lined up on the street, and you know, the COVID police were, man. It was serious business.
They were out there.
Yeah, helping.
And rightfully so.
Be part of the solution, not the problem.
They were supposed to, yes, the max was 10. And that dude had like 30 up there.
They had food catered. Everybody's sharing food.
Everybody reaching over.
Oh, yeah, it's everything you were supposed
style.
To be doing. But now we're talking about more positive things when
Absolutely,
it comes to football.
Man.
You know, so Cowboys eyeing training camp and, you know, can't get here soon enough. Longhorns eyeing training camp as well. We mentioned that Wednesday is a day to watch. The next decision that will impact Texas football should be coming down on Wednesday. We told you about the Vanderbilt safety who's transferring. He's in the portal. His name's Donovan Kaufman. Really productive player as a safety and a return man for the Commodores in the SEC. He's from Metairie, Louisiana originally, and he's moving, and he's either going to go to Texas or Auburn. And that decision should come down Wednesday, he says. Wednesday is the declaration day. And again, if you follow the insider story reports here and in Auburn, it's mixed. I mean, some people say it's an Auburn slam dunk. Some people say Texas is strong in this case because one of the things I read is that Auburn is still heavily recruiting a couple of other safeties. Out of the portal.
Yeah.
Because maybe they think they're on the wrong side of this one on Wednesday. The Longhorns need more help in that defensive backfield. We know they've added five linebackers through the transfer. Five. Linebackers from the transfer portal, all from, you know, outside of the kid from New Mexico State, they've all come in from big time programs. The, you know, Alabama's, LSU's, Notre Dame, and of course the kid at USC that the Longhorns are still hoping to land here coming up. But those players, people were wondering about timelines, right? You got to finish school,
right?
You got to finish your semester, and so there's no rush to make a decision until you're done with your classes, and those are all things are, you know. Got to play school still sometimes, Bucky.
Sometimes you just got to play school. Get that done, graduate.
Got to get all that transcript stuff and, you know, got to get the grade and got to be able to transfer. That's all got to play out. So
yeah, but those are positions they need right now. Those linebackers, they needed them desperately.
Yeah, it's pretty clear that Steve Sarkisian and Pete Kwiatkowski looked at this roster and saw this team on the field and thought, we need to get bigger. Like, we're small. Like,
yes.
We are really small.
And we may be fast, but we're small.
And, you know, I think that's by design in some level because you're playing in the Big 12, right? But the Big 12 is shifting to where it's become, you know, it was such a past league. And, when it was Art Briles at Baylor and, I mean, Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma. I mean, this is a fun and gun. Texas Tech's been fun and gun. But it does feel like there's been a change here, right? I mean.
Yeah, wide splits by the guys up front, and they'll run the ball on you, even with the wideouts.
I mean, I think when you look at the offense, Lincoln Riley is as great of an offensive play caller as he is. His best offenses are built on running the football. I mean, they're built on the run game, the great offensive line, and then the play action that comes off of that. And then
they've always had a runner.
And his plays. And they've got two. Two outstanding running backs at Oklahoma and a pretty good offensive line. Pretty clear that Dave Aranda up at Baylor, right? What's their offense going to be? I mean, they're gonna evolve that offense, but
they're gonna evolve it back. Yeah, they want that run game.
They do, and they do. TCU, Gary Patterson's always going to run the football. You feel like, you know, Kansas State, Oklahoma State with Mike Gundy's always going to run the football. So, yes, they need linebackers that can run and make plays, and that's what they're trying to do. And this kid, Donovan Kaufman, they need to be better in that position. Do you trust B.J. Foster as your starting safety? They moved Brendan Schooler from Roy Seaver to safety to compete at that position. Pretty clear they're still trying to attack some holes.
Well, I understand. If Foster's not ready to play in his third year, then they made a mistake in recruiting.
It's his fourth year.
Yeah, well, that guy needs to be ready to play. That guy is a talented player. He was, obviously, over the last couple of years, he was a head ducker. He used to get his shoulder hurt, but he was tackling poorly like the rest of those guys were tackling. He would come and make the big play where he'd tear a guy apart, and you thought he was physically just going to dominate when he got here. And then he got into the same habits that the rest of those guys got into in the secondary. I mean, Junior, it's time to pull out of that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's hard after watching them under Todd Orlando and that staff that
because he's a talented enough guy. Am I correct that he's a talented football player?
He, along with Caden Stearns, and those guys were the 5-star kids out of high school from Angleton.
Okay. Right.
Big time player. Coach raved about him. And of course, he's had, you know, injury issues here at Texas. He quit the team at one point last year, walked off. Some maturity issues for him.
Yeah, this is the time to do it or get off the pot.
No, this is a
big one. Yeah.
For him. And, you know, he feels like he has the talent to be an impact type of player. But can you, I mean, point being with that previous staff, I know they would say that they would disagree, but it's hard to believe they weren't teaching that style of tackling. Had to have, because they were all doing it.
I know. That's,
I mean, they don't just all show up and start tackling that way.
All you had to do is look at the injury reports for the last 3 months of the season. Everybody had a shoulder, you know?
Yes, shoulder.
Back. I mean, no, yeah.
How many separated shoulders were there on that team? You know, form tackling. Hey, Pete Kwiatkowski, Coach PK, staple. But they've got five new linemen.
Yeah, I thought at one time, I thought Foster was going to be the guy who had to move into the linebacker role because he was just going to get too big.
Yeah, they moved Overshown. Overshown was part of that great recruiting class. They're at least on paper, great defensive backfield recruiting class. Coming out of ARP, Texas. So we'll keep an eye on Donovan Kaufman on Wednesday. We also have... we had a declaration yesterday. We were told you about the kid who was transferring away from Texas A&M, Shadrick Banks, kid from Galena Park North Shore. He picked TCU yesterday. He was down to Texas, and TCU picked the Horned Frogs, so he's going to play for Gary Patterson. And in basketball, you know, we know that Greg Brown is off to the NBA. That came down Friday or late Thursday. It's official. So now Chris Beard is really, I think you would guess, is going to turn his attention to Jericho Sims and try to figure out what the Sims family. I know there were reports he flew to Minneapolis and met with Jericho in person and his family, you know, supporting whatever decision he makes. But if Jericho Sims does indeed move off to the NBA, and Isaiah Collier said it clearly earlier that, you know, does he want to still play school? He's a fifth-year player. If he's not going to be drafted into the NBA, could he go play professionally? There's a lot of leagues around the world that'll pay you to play basketball, and, you know, you make money while you play the game. Or does he want to come back and be the, you know, starting center at Texas on a team that will be a top 10 team next year, it looks like to me, at least on paper, and a chance to compete for big things? That's a decision that is yet to come down.
Well, for me, it's not just you're coming back to play school because you've been playing for 5 years. No, you're coming back to better yourself as a basketball player. And that's where the decision is, Zay, right? Do you come back and make yourself a better basketball player for the next level, for the NBA, or do you go off so you can just... I mean, maybe you'll get a little bit better, but do you just go off so you can get paid? Because your earnings, that's why you go to college, right? You go to college so you can earn some money later on. Do you want to miss a year of earning money, or do you want to possibly get better and earn more money?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it won't happen in Europe either, so either way.
Yeah, it's different for big men when it comes to these scouts in the NBA. Like they like the really young, athletic guys, which is why Kai Jones is going to go so high.
Because
look at his age and look at his upside. So Jericho, he's in an interesting situation because he could take the P.J. Tucker route, which I think that might be best for him at this point. Or, you know, obviously, selfishly speaking, him coming back to the 40 acres would be absolutely huge.
Yeah, because I don't think as a selfish thing. I'd love to see him come back and see what this team is like. You know, they may start liking basketball, but
hey,
I'm just saying, he's gotten better every year he's come back in his 5 years since he set foot here at the 40 acres. He's gotten better every year, right?
Yeah,
he's one step away from, if he gets better again, from making maybe a whole lot of money, and especially with a coach who coaches better.
Yeah, I think, you know, Shaka Smart's had a pretty good run with the big guys, right? The Mo Bambas and the Jared Allen.
Look at it that way too.
But so the question becomes, you know, what's your gut tell you? Do you want to continue to go to school and play basketball at the amateur level, or do you want to go play professionally, play against pros? Because we've seen a lot of NBA players who started overseas, worked their way back, got better.
I wouldn't worry about school. If he's a fifth-year guy, he doesn't have to play school. There's some things he'll probably...
That's a high level of competition when you're playing internationally, right? I mean, and if you're trying to improve. Because, look, one of the Jericho's issue right now is the NBA wants bigs who can shoot it, put the ball on the deck, they spread the floor. Jericho Sims is pretty limited as far as his offensive game and has just, is becoming a better defender, but he's just now growing into his body. I mean, he's... We know he's been working out in the gym, looking better.
If you saw his body,
his physique these days, according to well, what's her name?
Yeah.
That's the next big story for Texas is what Jericho Sims does, and then what Texas does, because if he goes off and goes pro, which some people
now
think
they can move on,
but you still have to go get a big.
Yes,
you're still gonna have to get in the portal and try to find a, because at that point you got a nice roster, but you got a bunch of 6'7", 6'8" guys. Jericho Sims would be your immediate starting post at Texas. All right, we come back. When we do, load it up. It is a Monday Blitz. Get it off your chest. You've been letting it sit there all weekend. It's only as strong as you make it. Coming next at 447-3776. It's B&E on a Monday.
Where you get that from? Did Tawana tell you that? Did Tawana tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
Oh, it's B&E with you. Salacious Gossip brought to you by Bud Light. That is right. It is certainly a Bud Light weekend we had coming off and looking forward to a Bud Light week as far as the baseball goes. Got NASCAR. Maybe going to be out tailgating for NASCAR. Gates open, and I saw where campgrounds open Thursday.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Got to get out there and get camping. Make sure your coolers are loaded up with the ice-cold Bud Lights and Bud Light seltzers and all the fun that goes on with that. Yeah, that campground, 9 a.m. Thursday morning, the campground opens.
NASCAR does bring some campers in, don't they?
Yeah, heck yeah, man.
And some trailers.
That's where we're hoping for.
And some hitches.
That's where we're hoping for some good
weather. And some Tubinator-Dubinators.
Tubinator-Dubinator.
Yeah, man, I know all about the cars, the autos. I'm into that.
I'm fired up for this. Just the spectacle of NASCAR coming to Central Texas, which is pretty cool. We just cross our fingers that the weather cooperates.
I'm a MotoGP guy. I love MotoGP. So I really much like this one.
Yeah, man. So that's coming. So whatever you're doing, do it with an ice cold Bud Light as the city and the state opens up more and more. Del Diamond has a doubleheader today as they'll play 4:15, 2 7-inning games starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Just good opportunities to tip back a nice cold Bud Light, the world's number one light beer. And I've been told that there's a big announcement coming from our friends at Brown Distributing and Bud Light tomorrow.
Interesting.
Well, we'll have details on that. Big announcement coming.
Oh, tonight I've got with BK soccer. Duh. Is tonight with assistant coach Dave Arnault. Is coming on from the FC, from the Oaks, is coming on to join
us. Nice. All right. Well, that's good. You guys do that each week, recapping the and we're going to talk to Glenn Davis for a minute coming up in the next hour, his thoughts on the loss to LA Galaxy and where the Austin FC stands right now at 2-3, 5 games into their inaugural season. But in Gossip Buck, here we go, brought to you by Bud Light. I'm going to read you the headline. You tell me if you want me to continue with the story. A study in Japan found that humans might be able to breathe through their butt.
Continue.
You do.
No, I am in butts on Mondays. Go ahead.
I don't know, man. I don't know. But the type of headline you can't ignore. A new study in Japan found humans might be able to breathe through their rear end. And this is for real. Certain types of fish absorb oxygen through their intestines to stay alive in emergencies. So scientists wanted to see if mammals could do that as well. And the answer, according to a study in Japan, is yes. Blood vessels in our rear appear to work the same way. So you might want to look into that.
So there won't be mouth breather. You're an ass breather. Is that what it's going to be,
dude? I don't.
Hey, what are you, sir? I'm an ass breather. That's why you don't see my eyes watering.
I report you decide. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You can go read that for yourself. How about this one though? We told you earlier about the football player. We got to figure out who pulled this prank on this poor guy, Wontavious Bryant. He was an Austin Peay defensive back, played his college ball there, was an all-conference player, first-team all-conference. So good ball player. He says over the weekend, or late last week, his phone rang from the 404, that's the Atlanta area code, and Bryant says the person on the other line claimed to be Falcons defensive coordinator Dean Pease, and that he asked him to travel to Atlanta for the Falcons tryout May 12th. Problem?
Yeah.
When Wontavious showed up to the facility, the Falcons told him, "We never called you." And when he put two and two together, he realized that he had been pranked.
Okay, now, what do we call this? Is this gullible or just an excited young man?
Both.
You got to make sure before you get in that car that this is not...
How do you do that?
I'm calling there and asking the secretaries, can I have the names of guys? Can I talk to somebody? Can I talk to that particular coach? Because I think I'm supposed to come in. Hey, I think I'm supposed to come in. no, you're not, son. You're not on any list.
No.
Yeah, I would seek that out first. I know. Just, I think I'd jump in a car, but I wouldn't.
I'd jump in a car.
No.
Zay, if the defensive,
would you think that up? Would you think that out, though? Or would you be too excited? I'm going to say no. I don't want that embarrassment.
Yeah, I'd make the trip.
Well, because it's the defensive coordinator.
Well, gullibles.
Yes, but because you're a football player and you're excited. The draft just came and went and you didn't get drafted.
If I just stick a hook in front of you two, I could just pull you right up with a worm.
Guy said he's Dean Pease.
Put $10 on the end of a hook.
I will say this. I would find that phone number on my phone. I would trace it and I would go after him.
I'm getting somebody.
Whoever did it is getting you know what, brother.
I'm saying gullible.
I don't know how you would check that, though. Do you, like, hey, am I invited? I don't know. You just got invited to a party. You don't call back and ask if
this is a pretty big party here.
It's a tryout.
They're asking you to come on.
Yeah. It's a tryout. It's not like we signed you to a contract. We want to come see what you see up close and
this
personal.
This guy had no chance of probably getting to a tryout.
We liked your college film.
Come on.
He's first team all conference. He had a little bit of a
chance. He's got some swag to him.
Okay.
I'm sure he's just getting over it and getting drafted, man.
I'm just saying, I would like to think I would really find that out, but I probably, like you two guys, I'd have jumped in the car.
Hell yeah.
Four hours
later.
Gone.
Oh, that's no. That's I'd be finding
wrong.
That person, though. All right, let's go to your blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz, brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
By the way, I have some land I want to sell you and Zay after the show is over with. Just, we'll settle that afterwards. First Blitz, are you up?
Hey, I'm going to say this, but if I get arrested for having my ass hanging on the Colorado River trying to breathe with my head down, you're bailing me out.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
I want to read that study before you go try that.
Yeah, no kidding. Next Blitz, are you up?
Texas can get all the recruits and transfers they want, but they ain't beating my Oklahoma Sooners.
Uh-oh. Wow. Early shot across the bow from OU Mark, everybody.
Because they may start preseason number one.
Look out for those people.
One of those years.
Next Blitz, you're up.
I could told you a long time ago, Democrats were ass breathers.
Oh, man, let's not go political.
Oh, boy. Next Blitz, you're up.
Yeah, I don't know which one of you ordered the prescription, but for your asthma.
Stop.
Next Blitz,
that's funny.
Next Blitz, you're up.
Hey, Bucky.
What's up?
Help me in wishing my birthday a happy second birthday to my son, Austin Davis.
There you go. Happy birthday to you, Austin. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, E, what weather app do you use?
What?
Weather app. Which is the other?
Windy. Windy app.
Windy's nuts on your chin.
Oh, man.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
To congratulate the Bearcats on selling or shooting for third place.
The Bearcats. Sorry about that.
Champions. Just call them champions.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Buck, what's that group that sings that song, Lightning and Thunder, Thunder and Lightning? Who sings it?
I don't know.
AC/DC's got a song called Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck,
no, I think it was Imagine Dragon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dragon these nuts across your lips.
Hey, now we got to
dang.
We got a Wee Nuts Monday now going on here.
That's great.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
OU preseason number one, just a bomb and lose again. Who owns that record, baby? He's still going to win 14 plus and catch up.
Roll Tide. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky, I need you to get into your truck and drive out to here to Jacksonville and coach my running back. This is Tom Coughlin.
Should have done that a long time ago. Bad move. Next Blitzer, you're up.
A Republican calling a Democrat an ass breather? Now that's funny.
Here we go. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, this is the IRS calling for that kid from Austin Peay. You got to wire us $15,000 today. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Here's my number. Here's how to wire that money. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Yo, DeAndre, it's not Dean Pease. It's these nuts.
Oh! Shut it down! Oh, let's go home!
Yeah, pretty lively on a Monday.
That was pretty raucous right there.
Wow.
Kind of like the Austin FC watch party. People were rowdy, man. Fired up. And we didn't have a goal to cheer about.
No. Two games.
All right. We'll recap the weekend. Some more coming up with the good, the bad, and the ugly. And why is Urban Meyer going to let his rookie running back, Travis Etienne, do drills as a wide receiver throughout the offseason? That's being questioned in league circles. Details on that coming, plus the other good, bad, and ugly from the busy weekend. Live, local, and digital. We're always streaming on your Horn app, on your smart speaker, and always at hornfm.com.